This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Steve, is cannabis legal in Colorado?
Oh, that just depends, Bob. I mean, there was a major bust yesterday where the feds kicked down the doors of several locations and took off with all the plants. I mean, it's an incredible story. And the Denver Post tells us a little bit more. Actually, there's a lot more to this because I heard on the CBS affiliate tonight, there's a Colombian connection to all of this. They're saying that some of this operation is connected to those people, Bob, who sell drugs illegally from Colombia. Now, wait a minute. We've often talked about the connections between our government and the CIA controlling the drug market. Now they say that they have to kick down the doors of Denver area marijuana dispensaries. The feds did this, not the state. The feds, their grow operations, they got two homes as well. They really blew through the windows at a couple of these places in order to stop or have the in order to basically justify also connections to Colombian drug runners. It almost sounds to me like there's a drug war going on between the controllers here, Bob, doesn't it? That all of a sudden they legalize marijuana and marijuana use in Colorado, and even before it gets out on the market, the feds are breaking down the doors to keep the local people from selling marijuana. Because why would they do that, Bob? Why would they do that? It might compete with their other operations.
Protect the children.
Protect the children. They say, here it is. Update. Feds raid on Colorado marijuana businesses seek ties to Colombian drug cartels. 6 weeks before the nation's first retail marijuana shops open in Colorado, federal authorities on Thursday raided more than a dozen Denver metro area marijuana facilities and two homes. In the largest federal raid on Colorado marijuana businesses since medical marijuana became legal, federal law enforcement agents, with an assist from local police officers, executed search and seizure warrants at multiple dispensaries and cultivation facilities, at least a dozen in Denver alone. Agents also raided two private residences, according to the sources speaking to the Denver Post, on condition of anonymity. Don't want to tell anybody who they are. Federal officials wouldn't give any specific reasons for the raids, Bob. But, you know, it's too important. It's national security. Federal officials wouldn't give any reasons for the raids other than to say that one of the eight federal concerns about marijuana have been potentially been violated. These concerns include trafficking marijuana outside the states where it has been legalized and money laundering. A search warrant obtained by the Post identifies 10 target subjects associated with raids. James Skip Walrup, an attorney for one of the targets, said his client did nothing wrong. He said he followed the state regulations closely. They took $1 million worth of plants from his facility, said Walrup. and who also represents Laszlo Baggi, owner of the Swiss Medical in Boulder, and they didn't leave any instructions saying don't replant. There was no court order or cease and desist. No explanation. No explanation. They just kicked the door down. You can see this story if you go to on Denver Post. We can post that someplace. But it was on the local news as well. I mean, they just kicked the plate glass window down and everything like that. Just destroyed the shop. Nice little shop, too. And then they have this big heap of plants out there kind of in the snow. They look like Christmas trees. They're getting ready to burn them up, I guess, or something like that. But again, you know, this whole thing is all about the feds now coming in, where the voters in the state of Colorado have legalized marijuana. These dispensaries are already growing, which they can do that. They're not yet ready to sell. The voters passed a tax to allow a 15% excise tax on marijuana. I mean, the state's going to be making a lot of money. That's a pretty big excise tax. And, you know, the whole thing is incredible. And then the feds come in and kick these doors down, haul off with all of this stuff, and take it out and burn it before they can even grow it. So, now you ask me the question, is marijuana legal in Colorado and in Denver? Well, you tell me. What does it mean? The people say they want something. The state agrees. The state agrees to tax it. And then the feds come in and steal it. Or tear it all up. That's the story.
Steve, in other news, bad news, that is. For a woman cited as Obamacare success story.
A 48-year-old single mother of a teenage son diagnosed with ADHD. She's gone 15 years without health insurance. Jessica Sanford thought the Affordable Care Act was the answer to her problems. The president thought so, too, when he read her letter aloud in the White House Rose Garden last month.
I was crying the other day when I signed up. So much stress lifted. Now, that is not untypical for a lot of folks like Jessica who have been struggling without health insurance. That's what the Affordable Care Act is all about.
Just days after that speech, everything changed for that single mom from Washington State. Senior White House correspondent Brianna Keeler joins us now with the latest. Brianna, this good news story ended up being something else. What happened?
No, it's really gut-wrenching when you listen to Jessica Sanford tell this, Jake. She used the Washington State Exchange, so not the federal exchange, just to be clear on that. And she was initially approved for a subsidy, so a tax credit to help her purchase insurance that ultimately would have put her in a gold plan, so a pretty good plan, for about $200 a month. Well, ultimately, she was told she didn't qualify for a subsidy, but that she could access lower-level plans that cost between $325 a month and $400 a month, but that they would have higher deductibles. So, obviously, the cost much higher than she was initially told, and the product not as good.
And Jessica Sanford spoke to CNN's New Day about it. Take a listen.
It was a huge disappointment, and especially since I had, you know, my story had been shared by the president, I felt like, you know, I just felt really embarrassed that, you know, he had quoted my story.
Brianna, what happens to Jessica Sanford now?
Well, at this point, she says she's not going to be able to afford the insurance, so she will be uninsured, and she will pay the penalty. And a White House spokeswoman, we are told, by Sanford, actually called her today and offered to help, we're told, quote, in any way. So it just goes to show you this is really a problem for the White House. It really creates an optics issue for them because people like Jessica Sanford were the very people that this law was aiming to give access to health insurance coverage.
Oops. Oops.
Yeah, big oops.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, this is just such a colossal failure. It's not even funny.
Oh, absolutely, it's a colossal failure. You know, and it's almost like it was designed to be a colossal failure. $600 million on a website that doesn't work at all. I mean, and then, of course, all the bantering about delaying Obamacare. Now the Democrats are trying to delay it themselves. There's rulings coming down. All kinds of people are opting out of it, including Obama supporters. Everybody's dodging this thing. It's been a disaster all along, and yet now you hear the lady who Obama parades as his poster child, you know, of success for Obamacare, saying, I can't afford this. This wasn't anything like what I thought I was getting into. That's a big oops. I mean, this is, I would say, at every aspect, you know, this is what I would call public fraud. Fraud of, and misuse of public monies and programs. This is a criminal act.
I still can't get over Catherine Sebelius going to South Florida, my hometown, and on a live TV interview, going to the website, Obamacare.com, whatever the website is. Yeah. By the way, I wonder if that takes you anywhere, Obamacare.com. Anyways, as she's doing that, the website crashes. What happens if I go to Obamacare.com? Now I got to check it out.
Yeah, give it a try. Give it a
Obamacare.com. Let's see here.
Be a big
getting
devil
down
there,
to
smiling.
The facts of health reform. It's a propaganda site. It looks like that to me anyways. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We'll go ahead and keep the phone lines open for the rest of the show tonight. 800-313-9443 if you would like to join us. That's 800-313-9443, and we'll talk to Art. Hi, Art.
Hey, Bob. How's it going, guys?
Good, Art.
Good. I hate to tell you this, Art, but I'm going to have to stop taking your phone calls.
Why is that?
Well, you have a half-black child out there.
Oh,
And, you know, this is what happens when you're young and dumb and full of, well, let's not go there. God, you make one mistake in your life and they hold it over your head forever.
I'm sorry, this is a white-only show, you know. We because of the white genocide and people like yourself who are trying to crossbreed, it's got to stop. And, of course, I'm being completely facetious and making fun of the rhetoric we heard the other night. But, hey, what's on your mind, Art?
You guys just crack me up sometimes. Let's talk about marijuana for a second. Now, I want everybody, you know, run to your medicine cabinets, get your bottle of Advil or Tylenol, whatever, because I'm going to make just a little too much sense here, speaking logic, and it's probably going to give you a headache because you're so used to the propaganda, the truth is going to hurt. You know, when it comes to marijuana, I agree, you know, they ought to allow the production and the sale of marijuana. Think about this. The war on drugs basically began with this whole propaganda move. Just watch the movie, Reefer Madness, okay? It was a whole big propaganda move against marijuana. Actually, they were out after cannabis in general, primarily hemp. But they used marijuana as an excuse back in 1938 to begin the whole war on drugs. But if they were to actually allow the growth and production of marijuana cigarettes, for example, you know, we're talking mad amounts of produce could be produced, product could be produced over a year, which would create jobs, it would help the economy, and such as this. And people would like it, and guess what? You know, if you got marijuana cigarettes out there, you can buy after you hit the age of 21. And you know what? Driving a car while smoking a joint, probably not a good idea for some people, so maybe regulate it like alcohol. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But the tax revenue alone, creating jobs, okay, we help the economy. And I would say you'd see heroin, cocaine, crack, and all this other use go way, way, way down because nobody would want it because they could just go out, go down to your tobacco store, buy your pot. But even if you didn't want to go there, let's do away with the prohibition on hemp. I mean, when you can produce a car, and Ford Motor Company did this, that can withstand the impact 30 times that of steel, just think how many people could survive car wrecks. Not to mention the fact the whole car would be biodegradable. So, and hey, let's look at cloth. You can produce, you know, 1 acre of hemp produces as much cotton as 3 acres of trees, plus cotton is responsible for roughly about 50% of the world's pollution. Hemp production produces zero, so you can produce a lot of hemp, producing a lot of cloth, rope, things like this with zero pollution. You're creating jobs, you're boosting the economy, you're creating revenue, and you're cleaning up the earth for all you green freaks out there. I mean, but then again, you know, there's the food issues, the food products that can come from it, all of the health benefits, the medicines, and we can't do that because then we'd put the oil companies, the lumber companies, because you can produce an awful lot of paper out of 4 acres of trees versus 1 acre of hemp. There's your paper products and, well, rope and oil industry, the lumber industry, the cloth industry, textile industry, and the pharmaceutical industry. Maybe marijuana and hemp is not a good idea because we'd put an awful lot of people out of work, but wait a minute, we'd be creating an awful lot of work.
You know, hey, Art, let me say from the standpoint of seeing what happens when you do legalize marijuana in our state like we did. Okay, because I got 4 points here. I agree with you ideologically on every one of the things you just said. But look at what happened here. Okay, first of all, they legalized growth and recreational use, medical and recreational use of marijuana in the state of Colorado. And they passed a tax. Now, I thought the tax was a little high. It was a 15% excise tax. I think 10% would have been more reasonable because they're making a lot of money on the tax, okay? That's okay. That seemed to work. But just yesterday, the feds kicked down the doors of these dispensaries, which are currently legally growing but not selling yet. They're 6 weeks from being able to sell. And they took off with all the pot. And they really had no, I mean, this they did right around the local authorities. They came in and took it off because they also claimed, remember, a Colombian a Colombian drug cartel had some link to all of this, and they were planning to launder money and use marijuana grown in the state of Colorado and sell it in other states, okay? Now, we talked about the drug war. To me, it sounds like the control of the drug war, not the drug war itself, not the war against the drugs. Okay, that's another point. But then, now the issue of hemp. Hemp is an excellent product. I absolutely agree with you. I live up here in kind of a the northeastern... Yeah, it's got thousands of uses, really. I live in the northeastern section of Colorado, and we're very agricultural-based here, okay? And I work with the farming community in irrigation. And the people out here, when we were talking about hemp as a commercial product, they were very excited in terms of the possibilities of all this. But yet, our right-wing, somewhat right-wing conservative group, groups of legislators up here in the northeastern part of Colorado decided to get together and opt out of the Colorado legalization measures. In other words, they said, we're not going to allow hemp to be grown. And we're talking about hemp. We're not talking about marijuana, that word that was created in 1938, actually, as you pointed out so well. We're talking about these farmers, or not necessarily the farmers, but the legislators in this area decided that they're going to opt out of allowing this marijuana craze to take over this section of the state of Colorado, and they're going to continue not necessarily to prosecute or chase down drug dealers, but they're not going to be underneath the freedoms of allowing this product to be grown in masses in fields, like you suggested. So you see what's already starting to break down. And then finally, you got the issue of driving. Okay, this was a big one because you have some people who use medical marijuana for medical purposes, glaucoma and a lot of other things, you know, that are related. Then they had to decide, well, how are we going to bust somebody for driving under the influence of marijuana? So what they did was they decided that they would go around and test people either for blood, because they really didn't have any viable test that could determine how long it was since you smoked the joint. So if you smoked a joint 2 or 3 weeks ago, you could get pulled over and hit with a DWAI or DUI for using marijuana, and there was heavy, stiff fines for this. What I'm trying to point out to you is what you're talking about is you know, very good points. I'm dealing with the actual reality of what happens when you do legalize this, and you see the feds kicking down the doors and taking off and burning plants, and you do see people opting out of willingness to use this as a product, and you even see the Pope and the Vatican claiming that this growth of this product is against the United Nations, and people like that are coming against us, trying to say that we're, you know, aiding the misuse of drugs and all the, you know, the fear mongering stuff about how kids and we'll get onto this in a gateway thing. But the whole point I'm making is just to give you a balance of what happens actually when people start to do this and how you have to deal with that from that point on. So that was my point. Points.
You know, driving part, you know, I don't agree with police officers drawing people's blood, but there should be some way, I mean, using common sense, of developing something like, say, a functionality test where you, you know, let's see how well you can function, and then we can determine if you're under the influence. But, you know, it's been in use for 25 years, and, you know, you can plant a bunch of it, and it will clean radiation out of the soil. Just think what we can.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, final half hour to go for the week. Last call. If you want to call up, you can feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'll let Art finish his points here, and then we'll get to some other callers. Art, go ahead.
Yeah, the music kind of snuck up on me. I didn't hear it. Normally I hear it in the background. But what I was
Well, that's what happens, brother. It's hard breaks in radio.
But what I was saying was, you know, a field sobriety test for alcohol, they think you might be a little too tipsy. You know, touch your nose, follow the light, walk the straight line, stand on your foot, one foot. I mean, you could develop a technique, but a field test to determine whether somebody is sober enough to drive without having to draw blood. But there are other things, too. I mean, we look at areas like Chernobyl, other nuclear disaster areas that you just can't go into anymore. You spread hemp seed all across this entire area, in a couple years, it removes all of the radiation from the soil. Now you can go in, you can plant vegetables, you can farm the land, and that second year crop can be harvested and used to produce oil, things like this, fuels, things like this. I did a lot of research into hemp, like over 10 years ago when I first became aware of Normal. They're the ones that set me on this research, and I did a lot of research into hemp. And we're talking a plant that's been used for over 20,000 years for everything you could possibly imagine. I mean, unless it must absolutely be made of glass or metal, or must actually be like lumber, like a 2x4, there's nothing on the face of this planet you cannot make from hemp. We're talking plastics, styrofoam, cloth, building material, you name it. Medicine, food, it is the most versatile plant on this planet. You know, and these idiots, you know, these so-called Christians who want to talk, it's the devil's plant. Wait a minute. When did the devil, and I'm not a Christian, so I can say this without being offended, when did the devil have the ability to create anything? I thought God created everything and said it was good. Don't play a double standard with me.
Yeah, well, the flax is mentioned in the scriptures, right? A smoky flax. He will not, he will not quench. That probably is taken a little out of context, but you know, I agree with you. You know, the big problem is like I said, even in a rural, a very rural agricultural county in the northeast of Colorado, farmers don't get the idea that wow, this is a very productive plant. We're talking hemp. We're not talking about, you know, marijuana or THC-laden cannabis. We're talking about hemp. I mean, even up here, you've got to convince, you've got to have enough people who are in that kind of community to recognize the usefulness of this plant, not as a smoking weed, but as a very, very valuable resource, plant source, even more valuable. I worked for the National Renewable Energy Lab for a little while, and we did studies on cash crops. The highest cash crop yield of all, above corn, above wheat, above soy, above hay, was hemp. The highest cash crop per acre, by far, was hemp for all of its uses. So I absolutely agree with you, but you've got to convince people first, even in a state that has legalized this, that this is a very valuable crop, you know, and that takes a lot of work, because right now we have these farmers have their, really should have the legal ability to grow hemp. Not marijuana cannabis, but hemp.
But hemp, I agree. Hey, thanks for the call, Art. I want to go to Bill in Idaho now. Hello, Bill.
Hello. Good evening, gentlemen. Bless you.
You too, Bill.
Great, great broadcast. Just wanted to mention, you know, salient observations of our, you know, when we were a republic, a recognized republic, and now have inherited the status of and standing of the hypocrisy of a democracy, we would also attain the slave status of a unlawful product that made this the strongest, wealthiest republic in the world. It built the empire that we are now seeing slowly but surely eroding and rotting beneath our feet. I sincerely believe that's directly attributable to the presumed ministers that are not ministers, that would say they are ministers, but are actually pastoral response teams in disguise. Are you familiar with pastoral response teams?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, I use a different terminology. They're hirelings and not shepherds. And that's, you know, I mean, you will know exactly what I mean. That's a biblical terminology, you know. The hireling flees when they see trouble coming. They don't really care for the sheep. And they're there because it's economic and because the 501(c) allows them to be paid and to build churches and to be occupied. And I'm not putting a lot of these folks down because I know they mean well, but over a period of time, it begins to affect their thinking because they realize, gee, if I mention 9/11 being an inside job, my rich contributors from the Republican Party are going to get up and walk out, and there goes the church budget, and then the church is going to have to close because we can't make our payments on land we didn't own and buy, and our big programs, right? Isn't that kind of the way it works? And
That's kind of the way it works. Mm-hmm. I would mention that I walked over to the courthouse to certify, register Mr. Shaw, Michael Shaw's affidavit, freedomadvocate.org, so that I could go ahead and present it at the city council. And, of course, considering our slave status, they would be buying millions of dollars worth of tanker trucks and all sorts of great, you know, fun stuff for the ICLEI Agenda 21, Shining City on the Hill. And not one of those pastoral response team ministers in the city would mention one word in regard to Mr. Edgar Steele sitting in jail as a prisoner of war. But when I went to make the presentation, little did we suspect not only would they reduce the amount of free time, free speech down from 5 minutes to now 3 minutes. I'm sure it'll be 1 minute next month, as they are a bunch of snakes. But strangely enough, with all these big expenditures and this wonderful servicing that these sheep are getting here in Coeur d'Alene, strangely enough, the overhead projector, the projector that, you know, I use to put my notes up so that everybody can see, you know, supposedly Channel 19, local cable access, isn't working. I ask them to make it magically work because it always worked in the past, but I guess with 3 minutes, you don't get much of anything anymore, let alone an overhead projector. I'd highly recommend people, please, get Citizens for the Preservation of Religious Freedom. It's at info@preservereligiousfreedom.org, and hand them out liberally throughout your church. Surely that wouldn't violate First Amendment, only by virtue of the fact that you're not saying anything. But I'm hoping Mr. Adams, the only righteous one in the city council here in Coeur d'Alene, is going to be brave enough to ask Mrs. Sandy Bloom and her Zionazi war thug co-conspirators to fix the blessed overhead so that us ADA visually and physically impaired will be able to get our message out a little bit more efficiently next month. But I'd highly recommend that you get the freedomadvocates.org information in regard to ICLEI and this issue out to your community everywhere. And the point of it is, if you look at NKUSA, have you ever been to NKUSA.org, Steve, or Mr. T? Have you taken a look at that? Yes, please pull up NKUSA.org/historical_documents/10questions.tfm. It's quite astounding. Okay.
Well, we got to take a break, and I'll check it out during the break, man, all right?
Please, can you come back?
Yes, stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
We'll be back at it next week, and I do appreciate you tuning in. And hey, if you support what we do and you'd like to donate, I'd greatly appreciate it. We could use your help. It's coming up to the end of the month here, Thanksgiving. I know things are tight, but hey, it's tight for me as well. I don't make a dime doing this, so if you support the message, go to the website, bobtuscan.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a donate button. Just fill that out. Donate what you can. Go to bobtuscan.com and help us out. Thanks so much. Let's see. Bill, are you still on the line, brother?
Roger.
Did you want to wrap up with some stuff? Go ahead.
Well, I was hoping that you had gotten a chance to take a look at those 10 questions to Zionists by Rabbi Michael Dov Weizenmendel, ZT of quotation mark L, Dean of Nitra Yeshiva, and author of Min Hemisdar. I mean, it's quite extraordinary. I mean, this gentleman kind of hits it right on the nose every time. Is it true that the British government granted visas to 300 rabbis and their families to the colony of the Mauritius with passage for evacuees through Turkey. The Jewish agency leaders sabotaged this plan with the observation that the plan was disloyal to Palestine, and 300 rabbis and their families should be gassed. I mean, it kind of tells, you know, if you don't learn, if you don't take the time to learn from history, you certainly get a chance to repeat it. Isn't that not so, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is 11/15/13, but it is the actual history of what was going on during the last Holy Hoax history lesson, that the European true Jews that weren't paying attention, they were holy and they were good people, and they refused to identify who their true enemy was. And I can't encourage you enough to go back and listen if you get a chance with Deanna. I think this last Monday and Tuesday were extraordinary, and I hope the audience supports the broadcast. If no other way, get the archives and educate yourself. Another, under the guise of love of Israel, the Zionist statesman seduced many Jews to replace devotion to the Torah and its sages with devotion to the scoundrel who founded Zionism. It is of no little significance that Herzl originally sought conversion of the Jews as a solution to the problems of the diaspora. When he realized that this was not acceptable to the Jewish masses, he contrived Zionism as a satisfactory alternative. And it's always, 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 sadly, our brainwashed soul that has grieved the Holy Spirit, or whatever form of the Holy Spirit exists in this specific creed, sect, or religious persuasion. A prisoner is released only when he has served his time, or if he is pardoned by the president for good behavior. If he attempts to escape and is apprehended, his term is lengthened, besides the beating he receives when he is caught. Last paragraph. Many times in the past have segments of our people been defrauded by false messiahs, but none of the false messiahs has been as fallacious and as delusionary as the lie of Zionism. If everybody would remember, that's in my voice right now, and I thank you gentlemen so very much, Mr. Russ Fulcher is doing a listening tour in regard to running against Mr. Butcher Otter, the one that has brought in PRC into Idaho, Vicki Davis, Channeling Reality. It's documented all too well over on Hodges. He's going to be at the Airport Drive in Hayden Resort, Airport Drive, 1110 Airport Drive, tomorrow morning at 11:45. He's coming in to listen to the people. I met the gentleman. You'd be honored to be in his company, gentlemen. He's a fine young fella. And his grandparents lived through the last Great Depression, and he learned at their knee very well. He's quite an extraordinary gentleman. Hopefully Russ and Dan are out there, and we'll get a bunch of people out there to the Hayden Airport and greet him. I think he's the last best hope. I think he's got 6 or 7 allies that are in the country that have realized the jig is up. We have to do something.
Record some of that and send us the clips if you can, Bill.
I will try to get some of that on the record and get it shipped over to you. Should I send that to BoardOp at republicbroadcasting.org, or how should I send it there, or over to Bob?
Yeah, go ahead and send it to me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.
I'm hoping that Sean over in Seattle, my broadcast buddy on the other side, will be kind enough to remember I sent those resources to him forward so that they would be re-forwarded and re-gifted to you over there, knowing the need. And I hope people don't forget once their bounty is sent, it should be sent on to the next level. And I asked them to do that a month ago. So we'll work on that. Bless you both very much. And thank you for letting me get out the information in regard to Russ Fulcher. He's out of Meridian, Idaho. And I think he will be a very worthy candidate against that slime ball. With your otter.
Well, you'll have to update us on how that goes. I appreciate the call. It was good to hear from you. Bye-bye. Steve, any final thoughts tonight, man?
You know, I was just thinking, as we kind of sum all this up, you know, we've had a lot of discussion and just questions again as to how far can the United States sink from its true values, its republic, its legitimacy of government, if you like that word, you know, and what it's become today, which is so far off track of the original constitutional founders. But, you know, I had a friend that I met many years ago. Her name was Siggy Perrick. She worked with Gwen Shaw and the End Time Handmaidens, and she grew up in Germany. She was a four-year-old girl when the bombs fell in Berlin, and she was taken as into communist, captivity when the Russians came in and took a good portion of the German population. She later escaped and got out, and I met her mother for a little bit too, and we talked. And what I realized at that time, Bob, is this is what happens when people lose it. You know, they were Christian people, you know, and she survived and escaped the brainwashing that she had been through as a communist youth volunteer and then eventually a member and all that kind of stuff. But they didn't get out of the difficulties that they had because of what they let happen. And that's kind of what I think is happening to the United States right now. I mean, we may survive as a nation, we may come back, but we're going to pay some heavy dues for letting it get this bad, friends. And a lot of the people, one of the things that she said was after the bombs had fallen and the ashes were cooling, as they walked over dead bodies, they found a lot of the faithful and honest people were still around. 10,000 had fallen at their right hand and another 1,000 at their left, but it didn't come nigh them. Yet, in spite of the fact that they were saved from death in Germany during the firestorms and the bombings, they were still subjected to communistic captivity for at least 15 years or something like that. So, I mean, you know, we may survive, but it may not be easy getting back to the point to where we are now because of the things that have happened.
All right, Steve. Well, with that, we will say goodbye for this week. We'll come back next week with more of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve, thanks, brother.
My pleasure, buddy. See you Monday.
All right, we'll do it again Monday. And until then, folks, have a great weekend. Love you guys. Take care.
Chase those crazy ballheads out of town. Chase those crazy ballheads out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.